In 2017, President Trump signed an executive order to speed up the implementation of a law that would require facial recognition technology to identify international travelers at major U.S. airports. The Department of Homeland Security is rushing to put those systems in place by 2021. There's also evidence that they're cutting corners to make it happen on time. That evidence comes from hundreds of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol documents obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Within the center is their domestic surveillance project. Jeremy Scott is director of the project. First of all, Jeremy, how exactly is this biometric entry-exit system supposed to work?
They're replacing essentially the checking of travel documents with running facial recognition on people entering and exiting the United States. And the way they do this is they essentially build a gallery of people they know that are going to be on a flight through the flight manifest. So when you are entering or exiting a country, they just compare that live image they take of you right at the airport with the image they've collected from their databases.
So these documents, this evidence that you've been looking at, what kind of legal issues do they raise about how Customs and Border Patrol is operating?
Well, for one, they haven't done what is called a notice and comment rulemaking, which agencies need to do when they implement procedures that substantially impact the public, just like when they implemented the body scanners at airports. We believe this is a very similar situation and that they need to do this notice and comment rulemaking and solicit public comments before moving forward with this program.
So airlines are private companies. Aren't there privacy issues with those companies using this data?
There are. You know, a lot of times it's the airline taking the picture. And initially, the kind of agreements we uncovered through our Freedom of Information Act lawsuit showed that there was no restraint on the airline's use of the images they took. Airlines could collect these images and use them as they see fit, which obviously poses risks. Now, more recently, CBP has said that they are going to prevent airlines from using the images. So in theory, now the airlines will have to delete that image after your identification is confirmed. It is obviously a small step forward. It is good that CBP is doing this, but we need to see how they're going to enforce this. And there needs to be some transparency so the public can be confident that airlines are actually deleting this information.
Well, then there are also concerns about the effectiveness of the technology itself, right?
There are concerns about that. Facial recognition technology can be less accurate for certain groups of people. And there's been studies done on this that show it's less accurate for women and less accurate for people of color. So you're talking about implementing a technology that potentially disproportionately impacts specific groups of people. You know, there's no law that provides restrictions on the use of facial recognition right now. So they could change at a whim. And and it's part of the problem here and why facial recognition poses such a risk is because we don't have protections in place, meaning federal regulations, to make sure that whatever the stipulated purpose of its use is, it doesn't go beyond that. I think we will see greater attention paid to this program as it moves forward, and hopefully it will be stopped until there can be a larger public conversation about the use of facial recognition.
Jeremy Scott, Senior Counsel with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.